Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time to take a look at the other side. Previewing Steelers and Bears and getting the perspective of someone in Chicago for this one. Today we have a man named Mark Carman, Chicago Bears insider. We're trying to figure out if he's related to Cleveland's Ken Carman. Mark, do you know Ken? He's a large man. He's very outspoken. He yells and screams a lot.
He's often very depressed because he's a genuine true blue Browns fan, which means he hasn't experienced happiness hardly at all in his life.
He has several clogged arteries.
Oh, now that might be a little too much.
So here's the deal with Ken and myself. We're not related, and despite my prowess with CHGO Bears and everything else I've accomplished in life, I'm kind of jealous of Ken. I feel like Ken is just dominating in the industry, and I want to get to
so
the level of
So you think you're
Ken
losing to Ken Carman in the Carman Sports Media rankings right now? You think you're behind?
I do. I think I'm chasing Ken. And honestly, I probably should put a picture up of Ken in my bathroom that I see in the morning. So that's how I should start my day. I haven't done that yet, but I might after this.
Well, listen, Mark, I got good news for you, pal. If you want to catch up in the Carman races here, you're on a Marconi-winning radio station right now. And Ken is banned from this station.
True.
He tries to call in under assumed names just to get airtime.
Jim in Ohio.
So I think this is going to close the gap considerably, this interview right here.
Well, look here. I've had a great week. But, Pony, when you reached out for me to come on your show, that was the pinnacle of my week. So I think you're absolutely right that this is indeed I am closing in. So,
Mark,
Ken, beware. Yeah.
Yes, we have been trying to get into the psychology of this game. I said to Chris earlier this hour, even with Rodgers having this screwed up wrist, he's going to walk into Soldier Field and expect great things to happen. Like, he's going to get an adrenaline rush, and he's going to feel like this is my happy place. This is where I'm most comfortable playing football. Do Bears fans share that same trepidation and fear over Aaron Rodgers coming in this weekend, or are you figuring he's old and hurt and this is finally the time the Bears get one over on Rodgers?
So there's a drop of, they're actually better with Mason Rudolph. We'd rather face Aaron. That's probably 12% of the fan base if I had to put a number on it. But I've said all week, look, I'm here for the entertainment. Aaron Rodgers is going to own the Bears, whether the Bears beat the Steelers and Aaron on Sunday or not, 25-6 or 26-5. Either way, that's a nauseating number for a Bears fan. But don't you want to face him one time and get him so he leaves Soldier Field a loser one time? And there's not a lot of love for that out there. People are, even though he's, broken wrist and all and 88 years old and not looking great, a lot of the time these days, the Bears fans are still afraid of him.
Mark, you kind of just tipped off how Bears fans feel about Rodgers specifically, but how much of the psychic damage psychic damage of just being a Bears fan and wanting a quarterback that someday passes for 4,000 yards in a season and breaks Eric Kramer's franchise mark, has Ben Johnson erased so far in his tenure as head coach?
A little, but, you know, Caleb is moving in a positive direction, but, I mean, let's not crown the whole process yet, right? I mean, he was, what was he, 16 to 32 last week, 189.
Do the Bears have the better quarterback in this game, in your opinion?
Yes, I would say that. I do think that at this point, broken wrist and versus evolving Caleb, I would give the Bears the edge. It wouldn't be a huge edge. You could make it a coin flip at this point. But I do think that Caleb's had some great games, and he's been big down the stretch. So he's, and not last week, even though he gets credit for it. But he's had moments this year where, like, okay, you can actually start to see what they're hoping will be coming into focus at least some. So I give the Bears a slight edge.
True or false, the Bears will run the football at will up and down the Steelers on Sunday?
I don't know about at will, but I do think that the ground game is always going to be a huge piece of what they're doing right now. The offensive line, top 10, top 8, tops wherever they are, they're doing a hell of a job. DeAndre Swift is healthy. He's playing, and Kyle Manunga has been solid as a rookie seventh-round pick. And throw on top of it, they're not going to let Caleb go crazy despite the fact that you guys are allowing the most passing yards of any team in the NFL. So I would think it'll be a good ground game, but I at will is too far.
True or false, the Bears have the advantage at head coach in this game.
Ooh.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, that is... that I can't... I'm going to say false on that. You've literally spent your entire career not missing the playoffs. Let's put some respect on Mike Tomlin's name. I'm living through Matt Eberflus. I'm living through... Matt Nagy. I'm living through Mark Trestman. I love Ben Johnson. I think Ben Johnson is the greatest thing that's ever happened to the Bears in my lifetime outside of the 85 Bears because I am that old. But I'm not willing to say he's a better coach than Mike Tomlin.
See, yeah, Pony, this is why when we criticize Tomlin and people say, you guys don't know how good you have it, this is the other side that we're hearing from.
Who will Dave Wannstedt be rooting for on Sunday?
Dave's a Bear, man. Dave Wannstedt is actually a phenomenal story. That, you know, he replaces Mike Ditka, Chicago hated him, and now, you know, 20, well, however many years later, he's one of the more beloved guys in town, doing radio and TV all the time. You know, your friend Danny Parker.
Singing Christmas carols.
Oh, we got to bring that back out.
Yeah. I mean, Wani is beloved, man, and he's very close. He's around Hal all the time. He's very complimentary to Ben and the staff. So I think he's rooting for the
Mark,
Bears.
Did somebody have to maintain a translator on staff when Wani's Yinzer accent met like the media's I-90 accents in Chicago? Did they have to do an English-to-English translation there?
A little bit, but he actually fit. Like, he knew what he knew how to speak it, and he was, you know, Johnny Tough Guy. So he fit the mantra, man. He just, you know, he was in a – he joined the Bears after the run, so it was a really just a very
– I remember
– impossible job.
We're talking to Mark Carman here, the most controversial Chicago Bears insider is what we were told.
No relation to Ken Carman.
No relation to Ken. There were a couple years ago, Steelers fans thought for sure that Tremaine Edmonds was going to sign here because Tomlin had Terrell Edmonds and they had a need for an inside linebacker. Instead, he went to Chicago on a big deal. He is out for this game. The top three inside linebackers of the Bears are out for the game. I've been told the Bears defense already stinks. Is this a big deal, Mark?
This is a huge deal. Tremaine was not great his first 2 years here because Matt Eberflus used him in the middle. Dennis Allen has changed that weak side, and he's playing like a Pro Bowler. So, and T.J. Edwards, the most solid guy his entire career here, year three, has been out. That's been a big-time loss, too. So now they're going to be running out Ruben Hippolyte, who was a fourth-round pick that no one had heard of, that Ryan Poles, the genius Bears general manager, just liked the fact that he was fast. And the first time I got around Ruben Hippolyte, super nice guy, but he's about 5'7", 190, maybe? I don't know. It's like, this is the guy? He doesn't look like a linebacker. He doesn't look like an NFL player. So it's a huge deal. They don't have there's no depth left. I guess they're going to play a ton of dime package. Maybe C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who just showed up here and is third on the Bears in sacks with three, will just be playing linebacker. I don't know what they're going to do. It's a big-time deal.
How much has – because we know Mike Tomlin, I'm sure you know this about him. He talks about this like ad infinitum. He preaches a turnover culture. Guys are seeking the football on his defense at all times. Sometimes that leads the Steelers to getting strafed when they don't get any turnovers, Mark, and then sometimes they turn over the Colts six times or the Patriots five times and pull off wins. How much better has Caleb Williams gotten at minimizing turnovers, and why do you think he's gotten better at it?
So he's gotten better at not taking sacks. I mean, 68 of them last year, and that's significantly down. I forget what the exact number is right now. I should know that. My apologies. But that's what he's gotten better at. He only threw six interceptions last year. The guy just – his problem is not turning the ball over. His problem is he holds onto the ball forever because he doesn't see what's in front of him. So this – I don't think that you're going to win the game by turning Caleb over. I think you're going to win the game because the Bears just won't score. And then the defense is going to be compromised. And last, they put up 19 last week. So they could have a big outing, but like, if you look at it, they're really not this, and their numbers are decent overall, but it's still, to me, it's not some prolific offense that you have to be super geared up.
Do Bears fans feel like this 7-1 run after the 0-2 start is a little bit of fool's gold, or there's not like a full buy-in yet? Because I'm kind of hearing that, Mark, in your analysis of the
I'm
team.
I'm hearing a very cynical Mark Carman.
I mean,
yes.
I know a cynic when
absolutely.
I know a cynic when I hear one because I am one. Yes. I am the biggest cynic at this radio station, and I hear a guy who just...
I'm
does
sensing
not,
kindred spirits here between you two, possibly.
Does not believe that this is real, what he's seen for the last 2 months.
How can you believe that it's real for the logical cynics out here, Pony? You're telling me that Josh Blackwell blocking a kick against the Raiders, the Commanders are just going to fumble you the football and somehow you're going to win that game. It one after another, Cairo Santos, and you're going to have a miracle return against the Giants by Devin Duvernay, who's done nothing all year. Like, none of this feels sustainable. Now, that also being said, I do believe in Caleb Williams' talent. By the way, I also think the backup quarterback, Tyson Bagent, is going to be a Pro Bowler in this league. So I do wonder if that's a deep, calm thought that we don't need to get into. But so I do think there's like the potential.
I thought you said you were a cynic, not a doe-eyed optimist bordering on insane. What?
Well, I love Bagent. I'm telling you, that dude is going to be a bona fide NFL quarterback, but he's not going to play because, of course he's not going to play because it's the number one overall pick,
yep,
and you're going to develop into the end of the earth and all those things. So, but I do think there's a world in which the Bears hit this year, 22%, you want to put it that, somewhere around there. They just haven't done it yet. So you can't sit here at 7-3 with everything that's gone into that and think, I definitely think the Bears are in the playoffs and actually could do something in the playoffs if they indeed make it.
Let me ask you about their secondary quick here. So Brisker's from here, went to Penn State. He's questionable. You guys got a ton of interceptions. You lead the league, but I also hear the secondary blows. So what's up with that? Ton of interceptions, but the secondary gets killed. And Jalen Johnson might come back. He's good, and the Steelers only have one good wide receiver, Mark. So give me a thought on the secondary.
okay, so Jalen's not going to play. I'd be very surprised, even though he was practicing this week, and there's he's moving towards it, but he's questionable. They haven't made him active. It's possible, but I bet against it. Nashawn Wright's been very, very good in his third year. That's been a great reclamation project. He had an incredible interception last year, last week, high-pointing a ball in the end zone. That was fantastic. So, look, you can beat the Bears secondary. I'm not saying you can't, but I don't think that is not like some huge edge. I think that Tyreek Stevenson in his third year, to me, that guy can make big time plays at any point in time. So I don't look at the Bears secondary as some major weakness. I would push back slightly on that.
I got one more for you. I know the Steelers were looking at this guy when they drafted Broderick Jones, who, if you want to know about my acumen, I said he'd be the best left tackle in team history. Not going so well right now. Same draft year. Darnell Wright from Tennessee was there. Bears get him. He's their right tackle. I am sure you know, Mark, that T.J. Watt pretty much lines up exclusively against right tackles. They don't move him around. How good do you think Bears fans would feel about that mano-a-mano matchup?
So about 6 weeks ago, they would feel terrible about it. But Darnell Wright has found whatever was missing in once he got drafted by the Bears, it just wasn't coming out. And Dan Roschar, new offensive line coach, Ben Johnson's built a hell of a staff. And this guy's out there mauling people. So he seems healthy, and that matchup is super interesting. But Darnell's playing great football. So it doesn't worry me a ton, I guess, because Darnell's really – he's at the top of his game right now.
Mark, if when the Bears had called the Steelers about Mike Tomlin in the offseason and Art Rooney said, yes, I'll trade him to you, do you think they would have preferred Mike Tomlin to Ben Johnson?
No, I actually think not, because the Bears are afraid of their shadow. They would never bring in an established head coach like that that would just turn the whole organization upside down. They had a very, very, very excitement, if you will, for Ben. They also, I think, liked the fact that Ben was doing it for the first time. Ben also massively kissed up to him in the interview. I really, really, really want to be here. Well, I think Tomlin probably would have been looking at him cross-eyed, debating whether or not he wants to save the franchise. So I don't think they would have had the guts, if you will, to hire a guy like
that. I can tell you one thing they wouldn't have had if they had have gotten Mike Tomlin as their head coach, a good coaching staff assembled by him. Just saying.
And a 29-year-old offensive coordinator like you guys evidently have.
No, listen, the Bears lucked into this. It's unbelievable. I think, you know, Ben is fantastic. He's, you know, long-term, would you rather have Tomlin or Ben Johnson? You're going to take Ben Johnson.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about that.
Mark Harmon, no relation to Ken, thank God, from Chicago, CHGO Sports in Chicago. Thank you so much, Carm. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I'm coming for you, Ken. Appreciate it, guys.
See ya. At 5:45, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings.
Non-zero chance Ken is actually listening right now. He hasn't texted us yet.
No, he has to do his, like, hi, I have to do my Kenmentary and tell you some highfalutin, make some ridiculous analogy on why Shedeur Sanders reminds me of that one episode of Family Guy that I liked so much, or King of the Hill.
Sanders is like a meal at a restaurant. If you've heard great things about the restaurant and you believed in it, you wouldn't let one bad meal dissuade you. I'm Ken Carmen.
Coming up next, a hodgepodge that will include our picks for Steelers, Bears, and yes, I have dug up the Wani Christmas Carol.
Yes! Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.